Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. There's a unique and increasingly popular way to manage your charitable giving that you may not have heard about. It's called a donor-advised fund. How does it work? Well, our next guest is going to tell us. Anne Marie Ashworth is a certified financial planner with Abacus Planning Group, and we've got her on the phone from Greenville. Anne Marie, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
So tell us what this is. What is a donor-advised fund?
A donor-advised fund is a type of charitable giving account that allows you to make a contribution, whether it's cash or stocks, and then it allows you to then recommend grants to your favorite charities over time. So think of it as a middle ground between giving directly to a charity and setting up something like a complicated private foundation. It does provide a tax benefit when you make a contribution, but it also provides a lot of flexibility and control.
Okay, and I guess, first of all, this would be for individuals who can use that tax deduction, first of all. There are so many Americans nowadays that don't, but that doesn't mean they don't still give to charities.
Correct. There are a lot of people that do consistently give to charities on an annual basis, and something like a donor advised fund can allow you to, one, either give to charities in a different manner, such as giving securities, or also allow, if you happen to be able to itemize your taxes, take full advantage of an additional tax benefit by making a contribution into a donor advised fund.
Okay, well, walk us through the mechanics of this. How does one get this started?
Sure. So there are a lot of financial institutions and also nonprofits that offer donor advised funds. So a contribution that you make, let's just say you hold a stock that's held on the U.S. stock market, you can give that stock to the donor advised fund. At that point, the contribution you make is a tax deductible contribution. So instead of me having to sell the stock to then give to charity, I'm able instead to gift the stock to the donor advised fund, which then eliminates me having to pay taxes on the stock when I sell it. It's irrevocable, meaning once I give it to a donor advised fund, I can't take it back. However, once I give it, I then have as much time as I'd like to decide when to give it to charity. So it's a unique thing. I can give it today and decide to give 5 years from now.
Okay, and so what are the costs involved in setting something like this up?
There are costs associated with a donor advised fund. So there would be administrative fees, as well as if you're using an investment advisor to invest the fees within a donor advised fund. In addition, in order to use a donor advised fund, you would have to make it worthwhile to make the contribution, knowing that you're opening an account that may have fees. So in reality, talking to a CPA or a financial advisor to make sure that a donor advised fund would be right for you would be a great first step.
Well, Anne-Marie, can you give us a real-world example of how this is working?
Sure. A great example would be someone that maybe doesn't receive a constant income, and in 1 year they receive a larger-than-normal bonus. And so if you already have an intention of wanting to give to charity, a donor advised fund could be a great example. If you don't necessarily want to give a larger amount than you normally do in a year, but it's a great opportunity where you have a higher income year, you could make a contribution and then say, okay, well, I'll be able to make a distribution to various charities over the next, say, 5 years. What's also unique is if you haven't decided which charity you might want to give to, you have that flexibility because you're not set in stone of who you give the funds to or what organization you give the funds to.
Is there a checklist that one goes through to determine if this is indeed the right thing for someone to do?
Yeah, I think there are four or so main points to think about. I think one, the big one is, do you have a large tax deduction that you want to offset? As I mentioned, a big bonus year, a high income year. And also, do you have a charitable intention? I think a second point would be, do you already have stocks that you own that maybe you'd be okay with gifting and receiving a tax benefit for? And then the third one, as I mentioned before, is you have to want to be able to have charitable gifting goals that are more than just this year. A lot of times we see people wanting to give 5-10 years out. And then lastly, do you plan to leave money to charity at your death, or do you want your children or loved ones to be in part of the process for distributing the funds? Because a donor advised fund would also be a way to accomplish that. So really can be an attractive option if it's right for you.
Well, Anne-Marie, great information. Thank you so much for sharing with us.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
Anne-Marie Ashworth is a certified financial planner with Abacus Planning Group in Greenville. Remember, you can hear the show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.